following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
How important is our minds? And we many times wonder, have you lost your mind? Where is your mind? What are you thinking? You know, what thoughts are you allowing to come and affect your life? Because really, the Bible says that the weapons of our warfare are mighty to Christ Jesus. They are not weak. It's not just flesh or effort, human effort. It has to be with the pulling down of strongholds. It has to do with bringing every thought into the captivity of the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. I would like to share in the book of Philippians. I love the book of Philippians. I love the Apostle Paul as he conveys tremendous truth that changes our lives, principles that bring forth truth that doesn't change within time. And also, I'd like to tell you that there is four chapters in the book of Philippians. In those four chapters, each of these chapters, Paul brings out in a way of the characteristics of a robber, a thief, someone that steals. So in each of those chapters, Wiersbe presents them as chapter one, circumstances. Chapter two, people. Chapter three, things. And chapter four, worriness. If you realize we allow our circumstances to steal the joy from our hearts by being so set to the things of this world, the now and the here, and being all concerned about, and steals our joy, the circumstances, no matter what they may be. And also people, the way they are, the way they treat us, the way how we react, it affects us in many ways if we allow it to. In chapter three, things that come and things that go. And also fourthly, worriness, being so preoccupied, being so overly concerned about things, occupying our minds ahead of time with things that we shouldn't be concerned of. Those are the four chapters of the book of Philippians. Chapter one talks about circumstances. Chapter two talks about people. Chapter three talks about things. And chapter four talks about worriness. Finally, in the fourth chapter, the Apostle Paul writes in chapter 4, verse 4, final exhortations, having said all of these things in the previous verses of the previous chapters, he says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice and let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. How important for us to rejoice? How important for us to have our gentleness be evident to everyone? Why are you happy? Why are you so nice? The Lord is near. The day is coming when the truth is going to show forth. The truth that always prevails. Light that shines stronger and dissipates darkness. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petitions, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The mind and the heart being guarded by God, bringing us the peace that you and I need, especially these days, especially in this season of our lives, that there is so much concern, so many voices, too many distractions taking us in many directions. That's why I love to have this time to worship, to praise God one concert at a time, to meet so many beautiful men and women from all over the world with many different stories, and all points us to the same direction, to the Lord Jesus Christ, to the God of peace, the God of love, the God of all comfort. He continues to say then, the Apostle Paul, finally, brothers, having said everything that I have said, chapter one, circumstances, chapter two, people, chapter three, things, chapter four, worriness, Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent, of praiseworthy, think of such things. There is a command for us to direct our minds, our thinking, in that which is good, true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, praiseworthy. Shun to any other things that may come your way, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ Jesus, pulling down the strongholds of everything that comes against the knowledge of God and the knowledge of Christ. And then Paul has such a testimony that he is able to say, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. It's about peace, everybody. It's about joy. It's about the truth of God. What are you going through? What set of circumstances are trying to define you as to how you do? And under the circumstances, I'm going through this or that. Do not let circumstances define you, but rather to know that the God of peace is with you, the God of love is with you, and that your train of thought should be leaned to those things which are true and those things that are noble, those things that are admirable, those things who are praiseworthy. I thank God for today. I thank God for every day. I thank God for what God allows to come into my life and for God does not permit to come into my life. In other words, give thanks to God at all times and for everything, because God has a purpose. And also in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says that for everything in life, there is a season. There's a time to be born, a time to die. There's a time to be healed, a time to be sick. There's a time for everything. The contrast that happens day and night, good and evil. And yet, it says at the end of everything, God makes all things beautiful in his time. And he has put eternity in the heart of man. So that void in your heart, nothing can fill it but only God. He's put that void in your heart. He's put eternity in your heart. Our God is an eternal God. Everything else that is temporal is going to fade away. So let us enjoy today. Let us embrace the peace of God, his truth. Let us rejoice in the Lord again and again. Rejoice in the Lord. It is good. It is well to my soul. God knows he's in control. He's a good God. He's a God of love. He will do good to you. He will express his love. Though at the present moment, you may say, what? I don't understand. How come this or why this or the other? It doesn't matter. Because after all, our minds are so finite. We are so limited in what we can see and perceive and know and understand. But the Bible says, don't try to figure me out. His thoughts are not our thoughts, nor our thoughts are his thoughts. His ways are not our ways, nor our ways are his ways. But just like the word of God comes and penetrates, it never comes back void. Just like the water from the rain that comes and brings and germinates and brings forth life. As it cultivates and waters the soil and brings forth the beautiful gardens. So it is that God is showering you with blessings today. Please recap the things that you heard, how God has spoken to you, the beautiful melodies, the beautiful songs. And remember that he loves you no matter what. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever will believe in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Finally, after everything, I was in my teen years when I came to know the Lord at the Jesus Movement. I was at a concert, at a Maranatha concert, where the gospel was preached with power and penetration to my heart, and my soul was presented before God, and I saw my nakedness, my wretchedness, my great need. And I said, God, come into my life and save me. And he did. He did. And he will do it for you at every season in your life, in every circumstance in your life, no matter what people or who doesn't matter who. It's Jesus, the one who loves you and cares for you. Though people may abandon you, they may betray you, Jesus will never abandon you. He will never betray you. Things that come and go, things that keeps us so occupied with things. Nothing is important. Paul says that those things that used to be so important to me, I consider it but nothing of any value in order for me to know God and to experience the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. To know God, to experience his resurrected power in our lives, new life, newness of life, and the fellowship of suffering. Life will bring pain and difficulties, but the school of suffering helps us to understand the meaning of life and the true significance of understanding the difference where God comforts, when God heals, when God forgives, and when he helps. He is our ever-present help in time of need. He is our refuge. He is our fortress. He is our rock. My name is Fausto Pflücker. It is my privilege for me every time I get a chance to share the word of a testimony because of the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that was shed for me on the cross, but was also shed for you. If you will receive him, if you will believe in him, if you will say, God, help me. And the word repentance means change of mind, change of heart, change of direction. Let go of whatever has been holding you back from giving your all to God. Turn to the Lord in saying, God, here's my life. Use me. I want to serve you, follow you all the rest of my life. Would you pray for me? Would you? Please, there where you are, bow your heads and just open your heart. God, I thank you for everyone listening. And I thank you, God, for your love for each and every one of us. Lord, your love is so unmeasurable. You love us so much. You are so real. And yet it's not because people are saying it, but because you want to reveal yourself personally, individually to each and every one of us. As we call upon the name of the Lord, then we shall be saved. For in our hearts we believe unto salvation, with our mouth we confess unto salvation. Father, I thank you. I pray that you will bless everyone listening. I pray that you will bless every participant, that you will bless continually every time that my brother Red brings about everyone in this room, in this cyber moment. And Lord, we communicate a message of praises unto you. Bless this ministry. Bless everyone that participates now and always at different times. And again, thank you for your word today. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. And everyone agree and say, amen. God bless you all.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that I